Brad and Pengilly for the City Morning Herald. Good morning to you. How are you, mate?
Morning, boys. Going well, Middo. It feels like a Friday today, doesn't it, with the long Easter weekend coming up?
Adam, I know this is a league and racing segment, but I don't know whether you're across it, but I'm sure you would have heard it. What have you made of the AFL drug policy?
Yeah. It's funny you ask the question, Loz. I was actually thinking about this last night in the car driving home from work. The thing I'm most stunned about is the AFL has just admitted it. They've just come out yesterday and admitted it happens. And call me naive or whatever, but I just would have thought there'd be no way that the governing body would be involved in helping do these, I suppose, off-the-book tests and having players willingly pull out of games for fake reasons for fear of being tested. I'm stunned by the whole thing. Absolutely stunned by the whole thing.
I am too. And you know, there was up to 100 players that have done it, and they're talking about player welfare and all that type of stuff.
But trying to take the high moral ground.
I'm just shaking my head going, how do you get away with that?
I don't know how they do, Loz, and it's a fascinating story, isn't it? It's interesting to see what's going to come out of it in the next couple of months because it's almost like you're not treating the issue, are you? Like it's just a cover-up. It's smothering the actual issue of players taking illicit drugs. And
well, you either got a policy or not, don't you? You either
of course.
Like a drug policy where there's an opportunity for you to not take drugs, but if you take drugs and you get a test where it comes back positive, well, that's your first strike and this is the penalty. Then if you go again, there shouldn't be a way that you ring up and go off site and get a test done and then, oh, mate, just stay out the week and you'll be back next week. I don't understand it.
That's unbelievable. All right, let's talk some footy, some NRL then with this game tonight. 5.5 points is the line, Penrith the plus. How do you see it playing out as the Panthers try and make do without Nathan Cleary?
Yeah, massive blow, isn't it, Middo? Missing Nathan Cleary tonight at Allianz Stadium and it's been got a bit of press this week, but what about the record that Penrith have had over the Roosters in the last 3 or 4 years? And to be fair, they've got a good record over pretty much every team in the competition, given how dominant they've been for a number of years. But they've particularly been dominant against the Roosters, and they gave the Roosters a couple of touch-ups last year in particular. So I think there's a point to prove for Trent Robinson and his team. I'm going to tip the Roosters tonight. I think it'll be a bit closer than what people suggest. I don't think it's going to be a particularly high-scoring game. You can just see Ivan Cleary having his team really wound up and putting in a big defensive showing tonight to keep the Roosters to maybe 16 or 18 points. But I do struggle to see where the Panthers are going to get their points tonight without Nathan. Obviously, Jerome goes into that primary playmaker role and Brad Schneider goes into the halves. I can just see them struggling to score tries tonight. And with their big outside backs, the Roosters, I think they're going to be really hard to beat.
What about Good Friday clash, buddy? Will we see the best of the Rabbitohs?
Oh, I don't think we'll see the best of the Rabbitohs, Clarkie, because they've been absolutely nowhere near their best for a long time now, have they, really? But they've just got to win. There's no two ways about it. It doesn't matter what sort of performance they put in, they just need the 2 points. That's absolutely imperative for them. I mean, if they can't win a game like this, well, then I don't want to be too dramatic and say it's season over, but 0-4, it's a long, long way back from that. How do you get back into the mix when you start a season that poorly, and particularly losing against a team like the Bulldogs? Like, the Bulldogs will be up for this game. I've been impressed with their gradual improvement in the first 3 rounds. I know they've only won one match so far, but I thought each week they've showed some pretty good signs. And you can just see Cameron Serrato is starting to finally build something there at Canterbury. But purely for the fact how desperate Souths are and the class they've got in that team, I'm going to side with them in a very close game at Accor Stadium, but not with a great deal of confidence.
What about Saturday, the Tankard Stakes? How do you see this unfolding?
Yeah, good race, Loz. Listen, I'm going to stick with post-impressionist here. I thought he was extremely impressive last week winning the Mannion Cup. Having said that, there's got to be some sort of concern for a European horse, obviously backing up, running twice in the space of 7 days, and obviously going to wait for age now, which is going to be a bit of a test. I think Buckaroo's probably the horse that's going to be his main danger. Since he's come to Australia, this horse, there was some pretty significant wraps on him. He hasn't quite broken through yet, but you can see last week he's building up towards something. At wait for age, he thinks he's going to be suited against a couple of these other horses. So no great surprise, probably the two ex-European horses are going to have the major say in this race. I think Tom Kitten certainly adds a lot of interest to the race, being a three-year-old running with just 54 kilos. But he's just turning into one of those horses, isn't he? Just excuse after excuse. And not quite getting himself in the right position. So I'll stay with post impressions from Buckaroo, but wouldn't be overly surprised if Tom Kitten runs a big race.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing this Kiwi filly, which Loz has to win in the multi, in the Vinery Stud Stakes or Kestrel, which, gee, that New Zealand Derby triumph, well, when it won by, what, four lengths, and won the Karakamulian as well quite nicely. And she could be something quite special. $1.60, nice and short, Zardozzi. Good filly, $4.20. Certainly the main danger, you'd say, Adam.
Yeah, she might be pretty special, Orchestral Mido, but my question is, it's all about price. Do you want to take $1.60 about this filly having her first run in Australia?
Absolutely not.
So for that point, I'm definitely in Zardozzi's camp in the Vinery Stud on the weekend. I thought she was fantastic winning second up over a trip that was clearly short of her best. She was really strong through the line late, and third up 2,000 metres looks absolutely perfect for her. No knock on the Kiwi filly, just apart from the price. I've got a side with Zardozzi, and she's going to be my best bet on the program, Mido. So that's race 7, number 2, Zardozzi.
Okay, 7-2 Zardozzi. $4.20 is Adam's best bet taking on Orchestral. And you like one in the Raiders. Well, the Raiders and Sharks, you've got a tip as well.
Yeah, I'm going to side with the Raiders, Mido. Listen, I thought they'd been really good for the first 3 weeks of the competition. Tough game against the Warriors last week. A bit of travel to overcome, obviously. We've got a longish sort of turnaround. And I know the Sharks are traditionally hard to beat at Shark Park, but that forward pack is absolutely decimated at the moment. I think the Raiders' forward pack can get over the top of them. So at $2.45, I think they're well and truly over the odds, Canberra. So happy to be with them. My other bet in the NRL on the weekend, I hate to say it, it pains me to say it, but I think the Dragons have got some serious issues with their defence, particularly on the right-hand side. I think Luke Brooks at around $3.10 is a really nice anytime try scorer bet. Manly have looked great in attack so far this season. They'll have some joy down their left side of attack where Luke Brooks and Tolu Kola is. So I'm happy to be with Brooks at $3.10 to cross the stripe at some stage on Saturday evening.
I like it, a little anytime try scorer, Luke Brooks, $3.10, just on that. Richmond Barrel says, Saints v Manly at Wollongong, not the only clash this weekend. They're up against each other in the first grade cricket grand final, pup, at Cricket Central. Manly are in the grand final in 4 out of 5 grades. Amazing. Well done to them. Yep. So there you go.
Great effort.
Gosh, end of March, aren't we? Start of April.
Yeah, amazing.
First grade cricket final.
Yeah. Mido, just quickly on the great cricket grand finals. I know there's a lot of interest with Manly and St George, but Pup and I have got our eyes firmly focused on the second grade fixture because Western Suburbs are in a grand final, Mido, playing Bankstown in the second grade game, which I think kicks off tomorrow. That's right, in Pup. Kicks off tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Correct. Been a long time, buddy, since you made a GF, that's for sure.
How long has it been since Western won a grade pop? It'd be 30-odd years, wouldn't it? It's been a long, long time.
Western
Suburbs.
I know.
Like cricket heartland.
I know.
What's going on?
Don't remind us.
Well, I probably all started when you ruined Adam's career.
Started when I turned up to the club back in the 80s. I've ruined it since then.
great stuff, mate. You have a great Easter.
Thanks, boys. We'll chat next week.